floating, I mean, said Albert. Could I come along? That wagon looks very heavy to pull, and you probably will get all tired unless I help you. I don't know, said Francis. Can't you see the sign that this is a no boys outing, and it is only for best friends? What good is an outing without boys, said Albert. It is just as good as a ball game without girls, said Francis. And maybe a whole lot better. Can't I be a best friend? Asked Albert. I don't think it is the kind of thing you can do, said Francis. And it would ruin my whole day having to explain it to you. I can do it, said Gloria. I can be a best friend. I can catch frogs, too. I can catch frogs and snakes, said Albert. Let him be a best friend, said Gloria, and he can show me how to catch snakes. I'll get my snake pillowcase right now, said Albert. Well, I'm not sure, said Francis. Maybe you'll be best friends when it is goodies in the hamper time. But how about when it is a no girls baseball time? When we are best friends, there won't be any no girls baseball. Albert said, all right, said Frances, and she crossed out the no boys on the sign. Then they started off again. Albert pulled the wagon to the outing place while Frances and Gloria walked ahead with the sign. The outing place was at the maple tree on the hill by the pond. Everybody had a good time there. First, Albert caught a snake for Gloria, and then they played games. Gloria won the sack race, Francis won the egg toss, and Albert won the frog jumping contest with a fresh frog he caught right there at the pond. So everybody won a prize. Then Francis made up a party song and everybody sang it. When the wasp and the bumblebees have a party, nobody comes that can't buzz. When the chicks and the ducklings have an outing, everyone has to wear fuzz. When the frogs and the snakes have their yearly calm bake, there's plenty of wiggling and hopping. They splash in the pond and the marshes beyond the everyone, and everyone has to get sopping. And at the best friend's outing, said Albert, everyone has to eat, don't they? Yes, said Francis and Gloria. And they opened the hamper. Maybe we packed too much, said Francis. I'm not sure we can eat it all. That is what best friends are for, said Albert, as he quickly spread the tablecloth. I will help you finish it all. That is what Albert did, and the picnic was over. The hamper was not heavy at all. I call that a good outing, said Albert, and he gave Francis and Gloria a ride in the wagon while he pulled it all the way home. The next morning, Albert came over with a bunch of daisies for Francis. What are the daisies for? Said Francis. Well, said Albert, we are best friends now, and I am a boy, so that makes me your best boyfriend. And that is why I brought you the daisies. Thank you, said Francis. Then Gloria sat down on the steps and cried. Why are you crying, said Francis? Because now you have Albert to be your best boyfriend and bring you flowers and play ball with you, said Gloria. And you won't be my best friend anymore. Yes, I will, said Francis. Besides, I am not sure that I am going to let Albert be my boyfriend. Then let him be mine, said Gloria. Not so fast, said Francis. It was only yesterday that you got to be big enough to play baseball. But I will give you half the daisies, said Albert. Gave me. So Francis gave Gloria half the daisies, and Gloria stopped crying. Then Harold came over, and everybody played baseball. Gloria, too. The end.